This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the latest in the search for the shooter who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
Possible leads have emerged in the search for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. New York police released new photos of a person wanted for questioning. Investigators believe the suspect traveled to New York on a bus that originated in Atlanta.
President Biden said to be thinking about allies and officials who the White House worries may be unfair targets of the Trump administration. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The AP's learned President Biden's weighing whether to issue pardons for officials and allies the White House fears could be unjustly targeted by the new Trump administration. Two people familiar with the matter say deliberations have largely been among White House lawyers, but Biden himself has discussed the topic with senior aides. They say no decisions have been made. The preemptive move would be a novel and risky use of presidential power. Pardons are historically afforded to those accused of specific crimes, usually those already convicted. Recipients could include Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease specialist instrumental in combating the coronavirus pandemic, who's become a pariah to conservatives angry about mask mandates and vaccines. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President-elect Trump's choice for ambassador to China is former Senator David Perdue of Georgia, a business executive before he turned to politics. Mr. Trump says Perdue will bring valuable expertise to the U.S. relationship with China. Hamas says mediators have resumed negotiating with Hamas and Israel over a ceasefire in Gaza. A Hamas spokesman says he's hopeful a deal to end the war is within reach. We'll get the new jobs report from the Labor Department today. Analysts think employers added roughly 208,000 jobs in November. This is AP News. A federal judge has turned thumbs down on a deal involving Boeing.
The deal the judge rejected would have allowed Boeing to plead guilty to a federal conspiracy charge and pay a fine for misleading U.S. regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before two of the planes crashed. The crash has killed 346 people. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor said diversity, inclusion, and equity policies in the government and at Boeing could result in race being a factor in picking an official to oversee Boeing's compliance with the plea deal. O'Connor said DEI policies undermine confidence in the government and in Boeing's ethics and anti-fraud efforts. Boeing and the Justice Department have 30 days to let the judge know how they plan to proceed. I'm Mike Hempen.
About half of working women reported feeling stressed a lot of the day compared to about 4 in 10 men, according to a Gallup poll. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.